Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Kick the Devil Out, Already in Progress.
See, when you exercise faith, God shows up, doesn't he?
Yes.
Isn't God wonderful? He's absolutely out of this world, isn't he? Don't you love serving Jesus?
Yes.
Okay, let's go back over here and see where we were. Behold, I give unto you power or authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Is that wonderful to know that you have that?
Yes.
Remember that. Don't forget that. Then let's go back to... Where were we in Matthew 10, 8 or 9 or something like that? Okay, there's where it said, okay, heal the sick.
Cleanse the lepers.
Uh-oh, now there's a good one right there. That'll separate the boys from the girls right there, let me tell you for sure. Raise the dead. Well, you want to stir up a problem in a Baptist church, just go in there and tell them. In fact, I was in a Baptist church right over here in Justin years ago, and the preacher happened to read some verse similar to this, and I had just raised Bo Jackson from the dead in the name of Jesus. Really, literally. He had died, had a massive heart attack and died. And I went to the hospital in Irving and spoke and rebuked the spirit of death. And the Lord raised that boy from the dead. And I'm over here in the Baptist church sitting way back there in the back, probably 200 or 300 people there that Sunday. And he said, there's something about this. He says, but you know, this one we don't need to talk about because this don't work no more. Here, this says raise the dead. So he said, that was for only the apostles only. He said, by the way, anybody in this room raised anybody from the dead lately? And I started to jump up and I thought, if I get up, they all already know I'm crazy. But if I jump up from here, they go really say, oh, there's that crazy Thurman again. I was known as that guy. You know, I believed in this stuff. I'm still known as that guy, my wife said. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, so freely give this away. How much power did God give you and me as his sons and daughters?
All.
Why don't we use it?
We don't believe it.
We don't believe it. When the Lord says, heal the sick, you know, I just feel like that if everybody in this church today that needs a healing of some kind, whatever it is, I don't care what it is. It may just be a minor little thing, or it may be something major. But with God, it makes no difference. Does it, Gracie? I mean, God, our Lord, it makes no difference to him if Mike's back or if Mike had had a crush back, it wouldn't have made no difference to him, would it? Now, he could have fixed it just as easy. He can fix anything. Remember, everything with God is small stuff. Is that right? Everything is small stuff with God. So don't ever let that devil deceive you, because when you start to pray for somebody, just like Miss Carrie, look at her, Miss Carrie, she looks awful. You remember that day, don't you? As Miss Carrie goes to look at a relative, and she's been in hospice, and all of a sudden, her and her husband fly all the way to Florida to pray for this woman. And when they get there, she looks down at this woman, and immediately those thoughts came, oh my gosh, look at her, she's awful. Now, I can assure you that didn't come from Jesus, did it? That was that same critter, that devil, right, Miss Carrie?
That's right.
That same critter, he was blinding your mind. He didn't want you to see. Because Jesus spoke to you and says, now, Carrie, what did he say?
If Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead.
And he'd been dead 4 days.
He'd been dead 4 days, and she's not dead yet.
So Miss Carrie laid hands, and her husband laid hands on that woman and prayed for her, and she got completely well and got out of the hospital and left hospice and everything else. Isn't God awesome? He is more than, just think. Every time you go to pray for somebody, though, that critter is going to be there. Don't you know it? He's going to be there. He does not want you to know that you have power to heal the sick, does he, Paula? He don't want you to know that there's power out here to heal you. He don't want nobody to know that when Mike and Gracie touch you in the name of Jesus, he can heal you.
Yes, he did.
But he did.
Yes, he did.
Amen, amen, and amen. Just think. You know, you're getting where you almost believe this stuff, son. You know that?
I've seen a lot also.
Yeah, I know you have. Yeah, praise. Isn't it fun, though, when you see a lot? When you see Jesus show up and he loves it. He wants you to do that. That's why he told us, Mike, that's why he clearly said, now go and heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers and raise the dead. Freely I've given you this power, freely give it away. He didn't say be careful with it, did it? No. Just give it away.
Pour it out.
Pour it out everywhere. Pour it out. Just fix them. You know, we ought to be such children of the King that if we go in a restaurant or anywhere, an elevator, anywhere, and there's anybody there that's got a little sore on them or there's anything wrong with them, it should make no difference. We should pray for those people right there. You know that? They say, would you like to be healed? Why? What do you mean? I said, well, I see you got a problem with your shoulder there. Well, yeah. Can I touch you? No. Oh, it's too late. I've already done it. Jesus has already healed you. And he'll do it, won't he?
Yes, he will.
I'm telling you, life can become fun. I mean, it is fun, right, Tony? When you get to where you can get healed and you don't have to go to the doctor. And when he healed your arm, you didn't have no side effects with it from Jesus, did you?
No pain either.
No pain either. Woo! Isn't that awesome? But those promises have been available to Tony and me all of our life, and we didn't know it. Isn't that true? Yeah, I know how sad it is. What's available to us? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Wow. Oh, me. So heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. I just stand in awe when you start talking about casting a devil out of somebody. When people today don't even believe it's possible for a Christian to have a demon. They don't believe that. But the scripture clearly says it. In fact, God himself said, if you don't obey me and do what I say, I will send a tormenting spirit to torment you or your children. And that's how we learned about these demons getting in these kids and causing all this problem. And it's amazing how, just like that little boy, when we kicked that devil out of that little boy, I don't even remember what his name was, but he was about 6 or 7 or whatever it was. Yeah. Yeah. What?
Caden.
And just like Cody. Only Cody had only had this problem for 9 months. He'd had it for several years. But when we kicked those devils out of him and he got his mother and daddy to repent of sin, Did you notice that she said now the child is an A-B student? He has had no more attacks. Did you notice that?
Yes.
That after praying for a child, that the Lord Jesus healed that child, and that child has no more outbreaks of anger and rage and batting his head on the floor and all that kind of stuff. He's healed and has A and B scores in school. Now, where did we learn all this crazy stuff? Where'd we learn this, Miss Paula?
The Word.
The Word. So we're not coming to some kind of special class out here to listen to some stuff that Thurman dreamed up, because he didn't dream this up, did he?
No, sir.
It's in your Bible. Wow. Ain't that great, Mike? It's fantastic to learn these things. You are the Son of God. And to pray and to be able to see God do all kinds of things. Wow. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this day. I thank you that we've already had communion. I thank you now, Lord, that you have blessed us with everything we need to heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out demons. You've given us this power and authority. And Matthew 28, you clearly said that, now then, boys, as I have given you this power, now you go and give it to all the new disciples that you're going to make, and teach them to everything I've taught you to do. And so that means to cast out devils, heal the sick, cleanse lepers, and raise the dead. Is that right?
Yes.
So in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and we give you praise and glory. And use us this week as we go out there to do things for your kingdom. And Lord, continue to send those people. And to, Lord, I want to thank you this week that girl that is in bound,
Jesse Lewis,
that girl, she's going to get saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues and all these things, and she ain't even going to know what hit her. But I told her the other night, I said, honey, when the Holy Ghost hits you and turns you upside down a couple of times, you ain't never going to be the same woman. Then you're going to wonder, how in the world I let this devil blind my mind all this time? I said, you're going to be grateful, 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 just like Larry Gooch is grateful, grateful, grateful. Because he got set free, healed, and delivered. And God is the same with every one of us. He wants everybody to come to Christ. He told us to kick out these devils and heal the sick and save the lost. Did he not?
Yes.
So, Lord, thank you for setting all these people free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're the mighty God. And we love you, Lord, for the privilege of being your sons and daughters and be about your business. And thank you, Lord, for saving this girl this week. Yes, Lord, and we just praise you and thank you. And let it happen quickly. Lord, just let it happen quickly. And Lord, I want you to do her like you did that 87-year-old man down here in South Texas when he got saved, fill him with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues all at the same time, and use that man mightily, use this girl mightily, just like you did him. Oh, Lord, how great you are. What a mighty God you are. You said we could ask for anything and you would do it. So, Lord, thank you for delivering that girl, setting her free, and making her a born-again, spirit-filled woman of God in Jesus' name. And then make her want a desire to live and to be about your business in Jesus' name. And then put her out there, Lord, letting her save the lost, heal the sick. Use this woman mightily for your kingdom. And we praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Kick the Devil Out, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.